弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才诗歌说再唱信心的歌。
The song says, sing the song of faith.
弟兄姊妹，你不要小看你开口说信心的话，唱信心的歌。
Don't overlook the importance of open our mouths and to sing the song of faith.
圣经不仅仅讲到我们要心里相信，要口里承认。
The Bible says not only that we will believe in our hearts, but we will confess with our mouths.
当我们的口肯说出来、肯宣告的时候，这个本身就是一个夸胜。
When we can proclaim with our mouth, it by itself is a victory.
那我们就知道整个教会我们现在征战越来越严肃。
We know that we're facing a very serious battle.
我们碰到的挑战越来越实在。
And our challenge is very real.
但是弟兄姊妹，这也是我们这一生难得碰到的一个机会，让我们可以第一手的来经历神的信实。
And this is also a rare opportunity of life that we get to experience God firsthand.
我们真是保证这种机会不多的啊。
I guarantee you, these chances don't come by easy.
所以希望将来我们进到天国的时候，我们的成绩单上没有 incomplete。没有未完成的。
Hope that when we go to heaven, our report card will not show anything incomplete.
或是一个 F, 我们 fail 了，我们失败了。
Or we have any failures.
弟兄姊妹，我们真希望神在这些日子提升教会的信心。
Hope that these days the Lord will lift up the faith of our church.
礼拜二祷告会的时候，跟弟兄姊妹交通到但以理三个朋友，他们两成的信心。
On Tuesday night at the prayer meeting, I shared with brothers and sisters two votes of faith of Daniel and his friends.
一个是即便如此的信心，一个是即或不然的信心。
One aspect of the faith is that even though, and then
另外一个是即或不然。
Even though one faith is even though.
弟兄姊妹，当那个王告诉他们说，如果你们不敬拜我的话，我要把你把不敬拜神像的话，我要把你们丢到烈火里面去烧掉。
When the king told them, if you do not worship the golden image, then I will throw you into the furnace.
我再给你们一次机会，听见乐声不敬拜的话，我就把你们丢到火窑里去。
I'll give you another chance. If by hearing the trumpet you do not bow, then I will throw you into the furnace of fire.
弟兄姊妹，难处是真的。
So the challenge is real.
那么真实在他们的眼前。
And this hardship is right before them.
但是他们那么尊贵的回答王说，他说即便如此。
But then they honorably answered the king.Even though,
就算是这么大的威胁和难处在面前，
even with such a great threat,
我们知道我们所信的神是全能的神，他必能够把我们从你的手中救出来。
We know that the God we believe is an Almighty God, and He's able to rescue us from your hands.
神能够把我们从烈火窑里面救出来的。
The Lord can deliver us out of the furnace of fire.
弟兄姊妹，这是第一层的信心，超越环境的信心。
And this is the first fold of faith that overcomes the circumstances.
难处都是真的，即便是如此，我还是相信。
Our hardships are real, but even so, I still believe that our God is Almighty.
第二层的信心，他们说即或不然。
The second fold of faith is even without.
就算我的神没有把我从火里面救出来。
Even if God does not deliver us.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个更深的信心。
This is a deeper kind of faith.
相信我的神永远不会错。
I believe that our God is never wrong.
我也知道我所信的是什么，我决定不妥协。
And I know whom I believe, and I will never compromise.
所以第二层的信心讲到即或不然的信心。
So the second aspect of faith is even without the deliverance.
这两个信心都非常的宝贵。
And these two faiths are very precious.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这一期的香柏木月刊特别讲到为环境祷告，请大家一定要读啊。
And I hope everyone will read this issue of the Cedar newsletter to pray for our circumstances.
那里我们讲到摩西何时举手，以色列人就何时得胜。
The article says, whenever Moses lifts up his hands, and that's the time that Israelites will overcome.
在祷告里面，我们第一件要学习的。
So the first thing we learn in prayer
就是上到山顶上去。
Is to go up to the hill, the mountain.
超越一切的难处和眼见的环境。
To go beyond what we see in the circumstances.
超越我们自己里面一切的感觉。
To overcome all the feelings.
我们上到山顶上，直接去面对那位听祷告的神。
Go up to the mountain and face to face to see our God who answers our prayers.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们在一切难处的里面我们要学习的。
And this is something we have to learn in all hardships.
我们向山举目，我们就知道我们的帮助从何而来。
We lift up our eyes to the mountain and we know where our help comes from.
我们上到山顶上，我们直接来面对听祷告的神。
We go up to the mountain and face God who answers our prayers.
我们知道谁坐在宝座上面。
We know who sits on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，哈利路亚，我们要感谢神。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
再唱信心的歌。
Let's keep singing the song of faith.
神特别喜欢听他的仆人在夜间歌唱。
The Lord particularly loves to hear his servants to sing at night.
因为这就是一个信心的见证。
Because that's a testimony of faith.
所以是在信心里面的夸胜。
And that's the proclaimed victory in faith.
所以我想在开始的时候，我们仍然为着教会这么大的事，我们一起低头有个祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our heads and pray for our church.
主，我们的心何等的谢谢你。
Oh Lord, how our hearts thank you.
你不仅仅住在我们的心中。
Not only you dwell in our hearts.
你不仅仅行走在教会中。
Not only you walk in our church.
你也是高高的坐在宝座上。
You're also sitting on the high throne.
主啊，万有都在你的脚下。
All hands are, all things are under your feet.
你如今为着教会做万有之首。
Now you're the head of church for all.You're the head of everything for church.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把我们带进这场征战之前。
Before you lead us into this battle.
你已经把一切得胜的应许都赐给了我们。
You already have given us all the promises of victory.
我们在这里谢谢你。
And now we're thanking you.
不让这个环境白白的过去。
Don't let the circumstances pass by.
在这些日子真是提升我们的信心。
But without lifting our faith.
让我们真认识我们所信的是谁。
So that we will truly know whom we believe.
我们也真经历在他没有难成的事。
And we will truly experience that with him all things are possible.
我们也真在这里做见证，我们的神是听祷告的神。
And we're testifying here that our God answers our prayers.
我们将最近我们前面的这三个难关我们都交在你的手中。
We present to you all the three hardships that we face.
你掌权在每一个关卡上。
You reign in every single critical area.
你掌权在每一个过程中。
You reign in every single process.
你也掌权在你每一个儿女的心中。
And you reign in every single heart of your children.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们凭着信心和忍耐来承受应许。
That by faith and through perseverance, we will inherit your promise.
好叫你得着荣耀。
So that you will be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要继续交通到美好证据第七个题目。
Today we will share the good report.
讲到信心和属灵征战。
Faith and spiritual battles.
弟兄姊妹，属灵征战是在神儿女们中间，在这个世代里面很不喜欢听的一个题目。
Spiritual battle is not a very popular topic in this generation.
有人说讲罪。讲撒旦，讲征战，讲奉献，都是人不爱听的信息。
Any topics relating to sin, Satan, offerings, or spiritual battles are not very popular.
但是弟兄姊妹，这些信息都太重要了。
But these messages are very important.
在属灵的征战上面，有三件非常重要的事情，常常被我们忽略的。
The three aspects of spiritual battles often neglected by us.
第一件事情就是撒旦蒙蔽我们，叫我们忽略了属灵征战的存在和严肃性。
First, Satan deceives us so that we neglect the existence of spiritual battle and its significance.
所以我们不觉得有属灵征战的存在。
So we don't feel that they exist.
甚至我们不喜欢讨论这个题目。
We don't like to discuss about it.
那第二方面。
Secondly,
就是我们自己，撒旦让我们看见我们自己太软弱了。
Satan shows us how weak we are.
而撒旦这么强。
And yet he's so strong.
所以我们觉得我们不可能得胜。
So we feel it's impossible for us to overcome.
所以我们也根本就不太想去听这些题目。
So we don't want to hear about these subjects.
因为我们自己的经历证明了，在我们的里面，我们清清楚楚、心知肚明的知道，我不是一个得胜者。
Because our experience tells us that we are not overcomers.
然后我们看到或者我们听到的，我们觉得要当得胜者太难了，那不是我。
And then from the testimonies we hear, it's so difficult to be overcomers. It's definitely not for me.
那第三个呢，就是我们觉得这个代价太大了，太辛苦了。
Thirdly, we feel the cost is too high.
所以这几个原因都让我们在属灵征战的事情上，我们常常已经是一个失败的人。
So these factors already cost us to be defeated.In front of spiritual battles.
你不要说一个很警醒的人他会失败啊。一个很警醒的人。
Not only that a watchful person might get defeated.
那个 Oswald Chambers 说过，他说属灵的人一个基督徒他最常失败的地方就是他自己认为他最强的地方。
Oswald Chambers says, a Christian is often defeated in the area he feels he's strong.
他从来不觉得我会在这件事情上失败，结果他失败了。
He often fails in the area where he thinks he will never fail.
这个很多年以前啊。
Many years ago,
有一个德国青年。
There was a German young man.
他租了一架单引擎的小飞机。
And he rented a airplane with single engine.
他穿越丹麦，直接飞到莫斯科克林姆林宫前面的红场降落下来啊。
He flew through Europe and landed right on the Red Square.
他居然逃避了整个苏联这么这个滴水不透的一个国防系统，他居然穿进来了。
He went through a very tight.Security defense system.
他飞得非常的低，就这样进来了。
Because he flew low, so he passed all of them.
所以当他降落在克林姆林宫红场面前下来的时候
，So when he landed at the Red Square,
他马上就被别人抓走了。
And of course, he was captured right away.
啊，这个年轻人下来还很幽默的跟客人打招呼，打到一半就被拉走了。
And then after he landed, he humorously greeted everyone, and then he was captured right away.
这件事情震惊了整个世界，让克林姆让苏联大大丢脸。
And this incident shocked the whole world and shamed Soviet Union.
虽然他这个年轻人好像在这里冒险，在这里开一个玩笑。
Even though it looks like a humor or adventure for the young man,
他还没有存着任何的恶意啊。
He did not mean any harm.
但是他居然穿破了这么严密的国防系统，而降落在苏俄的中心克林姆林宫前面的红场上。
But he went through such severe and tight security defense system and landed right in front of the palace.
那为了这件事情，苏联好几个将领被撤职。
Because of this, many soldiers in the Soviet Union defense department got fired.
弟兄姊妹，连这么强的防守的都可能被别人趁虚而入。
So even such tight security system can be violated.
那你不要说我们很多的时候，我们这个人根本就不觉得征战的存在，这么松懈。
Let alone if we never feel that spiritual battles exist.
我们的心灵，我们的家庭，我们属灵，我们的生活，好像开着窗户，任凭仇敌自由进出。
So our spiritual life, our life and our families, just like open door for the enemy to come in.
所以也难怪我们常常会落在各样的软弱、试探、失败的里面。
So no wonder we're often weak and in failures.
弟兄姊妹啊，属灵的征战是一件非常严肃的事情。
Spiritual battles are very serious.
它其实一直在进行。
And they are constantly in process.
如果我们不认识真理的话
，If we do not know the truth，
我们不认识这个属灵的事实的话
，We do not know the reality。
其实我们已经一直暴露在仇敌的攻击和破坏的里面。
Then we are under the exposed to Satan's attack and destruction。
以前还不太注重环保的时候。
Before we care, pay attention to environmental.
我们就认为水龙头的水或是任何的环境，空气里面都是干干净净的，对不对
？Then we feel anything in the air and our faucet water is very clean.
可是你现在发现有多少地方那代居民生病、短命或干嘛，都跟环保发生关系。
But now more and more things prove that our sicknesses are directly related to the environment.
他每天喝同样的水，每天闻同样的空气，可是他一直在被破坏，他却不知道。
If we keep drinking the same type of water and breathe the same air, we might be destroyed.
你相不相信，如果 SARS 流行的时候，不是因为报纸，不是因为人的教育，不是因为医生提出来的警告，我们还是一样过生活？
Do you believe that if without the medical alerts or media broadcast, then we would continue to live even under the circumstances of SARS?
我们也在稀奇，为什么旁边这个人倒了，那个人走了，那个人再也不来了？我只是当做一件事情发生就是了。
So we might see this person fell dead and that person got sick, but then we would take it as a normal situation.
可是你发现有正确的知识和教导的时候，人就会在这里有防卫、有警醒。
But with proper knowledge and teaching, then we will be watchful.
他就阻止了这个破坏的蔓延和恶化。
And that stops the spread of the destruction.
那今天在属灵上，你发现我们周围好像东一个人倒了，西一个人倒了，我们觉得谁不软弱
？But yet in the spiritual realm, we see this person falls dead and that person is weak, and we take it as a normal situation.
那我们却不知道有一个比 SARS 还要严重的属灵的疫病正在这里蔓延。
But we don't know that there's aEven worse than SARS, spiritual epidemic that's going around.
因为我们忽略了征战的存在。
Because we neglect the existence of spiritual battles.
或是我们对属灵的征战有一个误解。
Or we misunderstand spiritual battles.
我们常常把属灵的征战当作外面的困难，或是我们遭遇到攻击、遭遇到破坏。
Because we always equate spiritual battles to hardships, the outward circumstances.
所以我们生病了，我们认为仇敌攻击，我们这时候才认为仇敌攻击。
So if we get sick, then we feel, oh, we're were being attacked by the enemy.
哎呀，谁撞车了？我们才知道，哎呀，仇敌攻击他。
We run into a car accident. We say, oh, the enemy attacks the person.
但弟兄姊妹，仇敌一方面叫我们忽略了属灵征战的存在。
So enemy is causing us to neglect the existence of spiritual battle.
他让我们忽视了属灵征战的重要性和严肃性。
And he causes us to neglect the seriousness and reality of spiritual battle.
他也转移我们的注意，让我们的注意力都在外面。
And he also redirects our attention to the outward things.
我们常常就认为外面的逼迫、仇敌的强暴，那个才叫仇敌的攻击。
We always feel the outward persecution or violence are the attacks of the enemy.
我们常常忽略的仇敌在内在生命里面的腐化和在我们生命里面给我们的辖制。
We often neglect the corruption and the bondage within us.
其实外面的难处对神来说不是难处啊。
Actually, the outward hardships are not really hardships to God.
你看以色列人碰到这个亚述大军围攻的时候，神派一个天使，一夜之间杀了185,000人。
When the Israelites were attacked by Assyria, God sends one angel in one night destroy all the enemies.
所有这种外面我们认为的征战，对神来说是太容易的事情了。
All the outward battles are nothing to the Lord.
环境的难处也好，外面的艰难也好，神要解决它太容易了。
It's so easy for God to resolve the hardships outwardly.
但是今天非常关键属灵的征战，常常是在生命的境界里面，在我们里面发生的。
But some serious and significant spiritual battles often happens in our inner life.
那这一方面我们常常忽略。
And which we always neglect.
你知道一个国家的军队有陆海空三军。
We all know that a nation might have an air force, army, and navy.
当我们每一个国家可能拿一个东西特别强，对不对？像英国以前是海军最强。
Some nations will have some departments particularly strong.
然后美国是空军非常强。
Like in America, the Air Force is very strong.
那我们中国可能是陆军很强。
And then for China, it might be the army.
我不知道，但是每一个国家可能有它的强数。
But every nation will have its strengths.
但是你知道吗？我们人最怕的常常都是怕地上碰到鬼啊。
But then we are often afraid of ghosts.
可是在属灵的里面，地上的鬼是小鬼。
But then in the spiritual realm, the ghosts that live on earth are the minor ones.
那不管鬼显现或是神的行的一些很怪异的事情，那都是小鬼。
Even if they manifest, they're minors in the spiritual realm.
中鬼在海里面。
The more powerful ones are in the ocean.
大鬼在哪里？
Where are the most powerful ones?
空中执政掌权的。
In the powers, the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
所以我们今天讲到鬼的时候，我们走路怕鬼，或是我们真的看见什么？以前我听到一个姊妹讲，她的就以前可以看见鬼在她面前，只有半身从她面前经过的。
But then we are always afraid of ghosts or evil spirits. I heard a sister told me before she became a Christian, her eyes.Her spiritual eyes were open. She was able to see evil spirits and ghosts.
她不是睡觉做梦，她是放学回家经过桥，面对面这样过去的。
It did not happen in her dreams, but while she was walking on the streets.
但这些都是小鬼。
But these are the minor evil spirits.
会吓唬我们的差不多都是小鬼。
Those who scare us are usually the minor ones.
但是弟兄姊妹，真正伤害我们生命，在我们心中运行的邪灵的，都是空中执政掌权的。
But then the ones that can really destroy or corrupt us are the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
所以撒旦常常转移我们的注意。
But Satan often redirects our attention.
当然，他第一个先蒙蔽我们眼睛，让我们不知道，不去想征战的事情。
First thing he always does is to blind our eyes so that we do not think about spiritual battles.
那你如果在乎征战的话，他就转移你的注意力。
But if you care about spiritual battles, then he will redirect your attention.
都是外在的这些征战。
So that you will pay attention to the outward battles.
所以你发现现在很多人对赶鬼很有兴趣。
You will see more people are interested in casting out demons now.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是说这些东西不重要。
We're not saying that these things are not important.
但是其实这些事情常常是在转移我们的注意力。
But these things always cause our attention to be redirected.
所以有人围着钢琴赶鬼，因为最近事情撕得不好。
I heard some people even try to cast out demons from the piano because the piano, did not play well.
有人为了讲台这个木头祷告，因为里面有鬼，因为最近弟兄讲道讲不好。
Or some people would pray for the pulpit because the sermons haven't been good.
弟兄姊妹，我这不是开玩笑，这是真的。
I'm not joking. These things are real.
因为这是我听到别人说的。
And these are things I heard.
那 Roger 弟兄讲的是 joke， 那个胖女人，这个每次胖，因为她说食物里面有胖鬼。
And then Brother Roger once told a joke that a fat woman always blame on the fat evil spirit in the food.
所以她每次赶完胖鬼，她就放心的大吃一顿。
So before every meal, she will try to cast out the fat demons.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天的注意力抽屉常常就是这样子转移我们。
So you see today the enemy often redirects our attention.
那我们对征战胜败，我们也是根据外在去衡量。
And also we measure the victory according to the outward circumstances.
我们看见一个人并没有好，我们就说：“哎呀，撒旦得胜了。”
If the person's sickness does not get healed, then we say, "Okay, Satan has won the battle."
我们好像一个祷告没有听见，神没有垂听，我们就以为我们失败了。
And then if a prayer is not answered by God, then we feel we have failed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，圣经上说他因为软弱被钉十字架。
But remember the Lord Jesus, the Bible says he was crucified because of his weakness.
我们以为他失败了。
We thought he was failed. He failed.
哪里晓得他胜过仇敌最大的力量就在于他这个软弱和顺服。
How can we ever think about that? The victory that he has won is because of his weakness and obedience.
仇敌像发疯了一样，用各样的话刺激他，叫他从十字架上下来。
The enemy tried all means to provoke him so that he will come down from the cross.
从人看好像主耶稣失败了，被钉死了。
From man's point of view, it seems that the Lord has failed and then he was crucified.
当他讲成了的时候，
But yet when he said it is finished,
弟兄姊妹，整个阴府的权势全部完成，全部完
成。The power of Hades was collapsed.
他已经借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
Because he has destroyed the devil who holds the power of death through his death.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？在征战的事情上，仇敌要么让我们不觉得他的存在和严肃。
So while in the spiritual battle, either the enemy will cause us to neglect the reality and the seriousness of spiritual battles.
要么就让我们非常注重表面的、外在的。
Or he will cause us to focus on the outward things.
当然，仇敌的攻击的确是有外在的啊，我没有否认这件事情。
I'm not denying that enemies attacks can be outward.
你要信主，他把你杀掉，叫你为主殉道。
He might kill your life so that you become martyred.
你要为主站住，他让你在公司被别人排挤，让你不能升迁，这都是我们听过的见证。
And you want to stand firm for the Lord, and he will cause your career to be non-successful.
有一个弟兄，他不能加薪，薪水不能调，成绩不好，因为老板说你礼拜五下班不跟我们出去喝啤酒。
A brother, this happened to a brother that he was not being able to promote it because his manager complained that he does not go to happy hours with the rest of the team.
你被公司赶走是因为你不肯接受贿赂。
Some people might get fired because they refuse to accept bribery.
弟兄姊妹，的确是有外面这些的逼迫。
Indeed, these could be a persecution.
但是我们不能够忘记属灵征战真正中心的焦点是什么。
But let's not forget the real focal points of spiritual battles.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们先要认识是属灵征战的真实性和严肃性。
So we need to recognize, to realize the reality and seriousness of spiritual battles.
它不仅仅存在，而且它非常严重的、真实的影响到我们，在主面前属灵的情形。
Not only that they exist, they directly affect our spiritual condition.
而且影响了我们这一生跟永世里面的结局。
And it will affect our present life and our ending in eternity.
所以我这边有一个空格给大家写啊，属灵的生命不怎么样则怎么样，属灵的道路不怎样就怎样，属灵的征战不怎样就会怎样。你们有没有写出答案来？
There's this on the online. There's this fill in the blank. Spiritual life grows something if not, and something.
有没有人现在打瞌睡？请你回答。
Anyone who is falling asleep, please answer.
或是有谁现在不专心的，请你回答。有没有人有答案告诉我？属灵的生命
，spiritual life，
不新则旧
，it will grow stale if not renewed。
属灵的道路
，spiritual walk，
不进则退
，will backslide if not advanced。
属灵的征战
，spiritual battles，
不胜则败
，will be lost if not won。
从来没有妥协的事情。
There's no compromise.
你在属灵的路上
on the spiritual walk,
你不是像河里面的一块石头。
You will not be like a rock in the river.
你就算不进也不退。
That you can stand still in the riverbed.
在属灵的路上是一条生命的路。
Because the spiritual walk is a walk of life.
你不往前进，你就一定被冲走的。
If you do not advance, you will be drift away.
你一定随波逐流的。
You'll be pushed away and drift away.
当你不在生命的境界里面的时候，你就像一个叶子一样。
If you're not in the in life, then you will be like a dead leaf.
你一定随波逐流。
That you will be pushed and drift away.
只有是生命，它能够继续逆流而上。
Only real life can stand the tide.
属灵的征战也是，你不征战，你就已经是失败的。
And if you do not fight the spiritual battle, you will be defeated.
所以属灵的事情上从来没有和解的事情。
So there's no such thing as compromise.
圣经以弗所书第六章讲到属灵的征战，它的原文叫摔跤。
In the book of Ephesians, the original context of spiritual battle is to wrestle.
你们有没有看过摔跤比赛？
Have you seen the wrestling games?
你从来不会看过一个美国代表队出来一个摔跤选手，中国出来一个。
You never seen a wrestling game that one from American team and one from Chinese team.
然后两个跑到场中间的时候，一起躺下去都不动了。
And then they come to the middle ground and they will lie down and not do anything.
他说为了避免谁赢谁输，我们和解躺下来了。
They will say, "Oh, in order not to fight, we will just have compromise."
他们一定在这里摔啊。
They of course will wrestle.
怎么样子让对方倒在地上，我在上面
？So they will try to knock the other person down so that he can be on top.
所以你如果没有觉得你在征战的话，
So if you don't feel you're in a spiritual battle,
你已经是在底下了。
You're already under.
弟兄姊妹，这就是属灵的征战。
And this is a spiritual battle.
所以我们在主人面前知道这个征战真实性啊。
So this battle is real.
那么属灵征战的中心的焦点到底在什么？
Then what are the focal points of spiritual battle?
我很快的提三个点啊。
Three things are mentioned.
其实真正的征战还不是只是外面。
So the real spiritual battle doesn't happen outwardly.
我不是说不是外面，我说不只是外面。
Not only happen outwardly.
因为外面不是最重要的。
Because what's more important is not something happening
outwardly. 我们的注意力放在外面已经放了很多了。
We have paid attention to the outward things long enough.
但我今天要注意到三个很关键的问题。
Please pay attention to three very important
things. 第一个是敬拜中心的问题。
First is the center of worship.
到底谁是主？
Who is the Lord?
到底我们活着是在敬拜谁？
When we live, whom do we worship?
用白话说就是你到底是为谁而活着？
In other words, whom do we live for?
弟兄姊妹，这是加密山上征战最明显的一个征战的终点。
And this is the focus of the spiritual battle happened on Mount Carmel.
以利亚对他们说，如果耶和华是神，你们就当拜他。
Elijah says, if the Lord is God, you ought to worship him.
如果巴利是神的话，你不要拜耶和华，去拜巴利。
But if Baal is God, don't worship the Lord, worship Baal.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的一件事情，第一个要解决的问题。
This is a very serious matter that we have to resolve.
如果今天耶和华不是神，弟兄姊妹，我们不需要坐在这里。
If the Lord is not Lord, then we don't have to sit here.
我们 go ahead 去拜我们自己认为的神。
We can go ahead and worship whatever God we like.
巴利是神，好好去拜巴利，拜个痛快。
If Baal is God, go ahead and worship him.
但是如果耶和华是神，我们就当拜耶和华。
But if the Lord is God, we ought to worship him.
众民一言不答。
And the people were silent.
都不回答这个问题。
None answered.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要在主的面前回答这个问题。
But we all have to answer this question.
如果不回答这个问题，我们这一生，原谅我说，再成功，在神的眼中都是没有价值。
Without facing this problem, all our life would have no significance before God.
到底谁是我们敬拜的中心？谁是神？
Exactly who is God that we worship?
那这是第一个问题啊。
And this is the first question.
那第二个问题？
Second question.
是价值体系的问题。
It's a matter of value system.
到底我们在乎的是什么？
What exactly do we care about?
到底我们在乎今生呢，还是在乎永恒？
Do we care about the present life or the eternity?
我说的不是将来的世界而已啊。
I'm not just talking about the future world.
也是讲到短暂的还是永恒的？
Do we care about what's temporary or the eternity?
我们在乎属地的呢，还是在乎属天的？
Do we care about the earthly or the heavenly?
我们在乎那些暂时看得见的，还是圣经上说我们所追求的是那个看不见的，因为它是存留到永远？
Do we care about what's seen or do we care about what's not seen, which lasts through eternity?
弟兄姊妹，我们到底在乎的是什么？
What exactly do we care about?
仇敌常常在我们里面，就是叫我们在这个价值的体系上有一个错误的体系。
Satan always causes us to have wrong value system.
所以我们价值体系是根据我们所受的教育。
Sometimes we form our value system according to our education.
根据世界的潮流。
According to trend of the world.
根据我自己的私欲和喜好。
According to my desire and like.
根据我 和 人之间的这个比较来的。
Or according to what I gather from other people.
所以我们会在乎我们得到的常常都是今生的，都是短暂的。
So what we care about is often something about this world, which is temporary.
那弟兄姊妹，这个征战其实是非常重要的事情。
And this is a very serious battle.
所以撒旦把万国的荣华赐给主耶稣看的时候。
So when Satan shows the glory of the world to Jesus.
他说如果你拜我，这一切都给你。
And he says, if you worship me, I will give you all these.
那今天是撒旦对所有的世人都是同样的原则。
And this is the same thing that Satan is doing to the world.
他虽然不会把全世界给你，像给主耶稣啊。
Even though he will not give you all the glory of the world as he promised Jesus.
但是你今天想要拼一辆好车子吗？
But do you want a good car?
舍不得奉献。
That you don't you.
你只要拼，他会给你一辆好车子的。
And then you're reluctant to offer. Then if you do so, then Satan will give you a good car.
那教会福音聚会，你喜欢在家看电视连续剧呢，还是想要来救人的灵魂？
And then do you want to stay home and watch soap opera or you want to come to gospel meeting to save souls?
到底我们的价值体系是什么？
So what's exactly our value system?
你看重人灵魂永远的得救沉沦的问题呢，还是在乎电视？
Do you care more about the TV or the salvation of human soul?
还是只是在乎我们孩子的学术的成绩，而忽略了他的品性，他跟神的关系？
Do we care only the academic achievements of our children or their characters and their relationship with God?
其实弟兄姊妹，属灵的征战常常就是在这种最重大而且影响我们每一天生活，影响我们永世结局的事情上，从地在这里征战的。
So spiritual battle always happens on these matters that matter about our eternal well-being and blessing.
所以我们千万不要以为征战只是我外面身体受伤害啦，我被逼迫啦，我殉道啦，都是指着外面这些事情。
So don't ever think that spiritual battles only happens when we are outwardly being persecuted, that we face the threat of being martyred.
所以这就为什么我们说属灵的征战它其实是一直在进行。
That's why we say spiritual battles are always in progress.
仇敌来就是要偷窃杀害。
The enemy came to steal, destroy, and to kill.
他可以用明的破坏，他也可以用暗中的腐化来伤害神的儿女。
He can destroy outwardly in public, or he can in secret corrupt the children of God.
所以今天我们到底我们在乎的是什么？
So exactly what do we care about?
弟兄姊妹，这个东西，你我没有信主以前，已经被仇敌破坏无疑啊。
Before we became Christians, that value system is being destroyed completely.
当我们信了耶稣，不仅仅罪得赦免。
So after we became believers, not only that our sins were forgiven.
主要改变我们属灵的眼光。
The Lord will change our spiritual insight.
让我们能够从神的眼光来看我们今生。
That we get to see and perceive our life from the point of view of God.
让我们能够像保罗说，我们追求的是那看不见的，因为看不见的是存留到永远。
So that we too can proclaim just like Paul, that we pursue what's not seen, which will last forever.
我们诗歌本上有一个很有名的作者哈，就是查理·威斯里。
There's a very famous hymn writer, Charles Wesley.
有一个关于他的故事，他们家有19个孩子，不是他们爸爸妈妈生了19个孩子。
There are 19 children in his family.
那好几个都是很年轻、很夭折，所以剩下大概11个。
So many died at young age. What remained about 11 children in the family.
所以他是最小的一个。
And he was the youngest.
那从小呢，他就有一个机会呢，年轻的时候就有一个机会。可以过继给他的叔父，因为他叔父没有孩子。
Because his uncle had no children, so he was once considered being given to his uncle.
他的叔父家里面非常有钱，他将来可以继承巨富。
And his uncle was a wealthy person, so he had a chance to inherit his wealth.
弟兄姊妹，那你就不用担心在 Cupertino Saratoga 买不到房子了。
So that then you don't have to worry about not being able to afford a house.
有一个这么好的机会在那里。
So there was such a good opportunity in front of him.
但是这个孩子从年轻的时候他就知道拣选。
But then while he was young, he knew how to choose.
因为我们的拣选是根据我们的价值观念。
Because our choice is based on our value system.
他说他宁可效法他的父亲， 终身忠心的侍奉神。
He says he rather learn from his father to serve God faithfully.
而他不要那些丰富的产业。
And he did not care about those wealth.
弟兄姊妹，类似的征战其实都在我们的里面。
Similar battles also happen to us.
到底我们要的是什么
？What do we want?
这就是主耶稣回头问我们：你们到底要什么
？That's what Jesus asks us too. What do you want?
第三个问题。
Third question we have to
face. 征战的第三个焦点。
The third focal point of spiritual battle
生命源头的问题
is the origin of our life.
弟兄姊妹，生活是生命的发表。
Because our life is the expression of this origin.
今天你外面生活的 quality, 活出来的样子是什么样子
？The quality of your life and the style of your life.
说明我们里面生命的情形是怎样
？Will show the true condition of our real life.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们里面永远有一个征战。
There's always a constant battle struggle within us.
还不光只是你是为自己活呢，还是为神活
？Not only that we have to struggle to live for God or for ourselves.
而是说，到底你是靠着自己活呢，还是靠着主活着
？But do we live by ourselves or through the Lord?
到底是在主里面还是在我自己里面
？Do we live within the Lord or within ourselves?
那这个征战一直在的。
And this spiritual battle is constantly in progress.
你是随从肉体呢，还是随从圣灵
？Do you live according to the flesh or the spirit?
随从肉体就是死。
If you live according to the flesh, it is death.
而随从圣灵就是生命和平安。
If you live according to the Spirit, it will yield life and peace.
它这个跟你外面遭遇到什么环境是没有关系的。
And it has nothing to do with your outward circumstances.
当你真正是随从圣灵，你是活在基督里，是活在新造里的时候。
If you live according to the Spirit, you live in the You live in the new creation.
它的结局是生命和平安，叫我们得生命，并且得到更丰盛的生命。
The end result is life and peace, that we will have abundant life.
所以第三个症结点是生命源头的问题。
So the third focal point of spiritual battle is the origin of our life.
那我们这个人最常的第一个反应就是我们原来的反应，对不对
When we encounter things, our first natural reaction is always our natural life.
哎，我们看见别人对我们不礼貌，我们马上就生气啊。
If someone is mean to us, immediately we get angry.
哎，我有人在那边批评我们，我们就骂回去，或者我们就纠正回去。
If someone criticizes us, then we'll talk back right away.
哎，我们里面常常会有第一个反应，像练词常常讲的第一个反应。
And that would be our first reaction.
但是接着会有第二个反应。
Then there will be a second reaction.
就是当我们调回到主里面的时候。
That if we go back to The Lord.
有一个新造的生命，有一个主耶稣的生命来替代了我们。
There's a life in the new creation, the life of Christ that replaced our life.
那个不再是我，乃是基督的生命出来了。
The life, which is no longer I, but Christ that lives in us.
所以我们原来压不住的愤怒和委屈就过去了。
So the anger that we cannot overcome would disappear.
我们原来胜不过的试探和挣扎和瑕疵，结果发现靠着主那么容易过去了。
Or the temptations that we cannot overcome, that we can overcome by the power of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我请弟兄姊妹在征战的事情上，不要再只把眼睛放在外面啊。
So please don't just pay attention to the outward things.
你要知道，这三件事情如果在我们里面能够靠着救恩，能够越早清楚地打好根基，你在征战的事情上其实是常常得胜的。
So if we truly face these three matters and have good solid foundation, then victory can be ours very often.
其实也是整本圣经里面征战这一条线一直在讲的事情。
And then this is the central theme about spiritual battle throughout the Bible.
整本圣经从创世纪到启示录有几条线是一直可以拉下去的。
You can find some central themes throughout the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
那其中有一条很重要的线就是属灵征战。
And one of the topics that run through the whole Bible is spiritual battle.
从创世纪一开始到启示录结束都是充满了征战的这条线。
From Genesis to Revelation, you see spiritual battle throughout the scripture.
而属灵征战的里面这三件关键的事情，弟兄姊妹，我们不要忽略。
And please do not neglect these three very important aspects of spiritual battles.
不要只注重外面的。
Let's not just focus on the outward circumstances.
要知道是敬拜中心的问题。
You have to realize that it's a matter of the center of worship.
到底是侍奉神呢
？Do we serve God?
还是侍奉马门
？Or we serve manna?
到底我们是在敬拜撒旦呢
？Do we worship Satan?
还是敬拜主
？Or we worship the Lord?
你会说我们不可能敬拜撒旦。
You say It's impossible for us to worship Satan.
但是撒旦就把他自己隐藏在己的后面。
But then Satan hides himself before self.
所以我们为自己活，其实就是为着撒旦活。
So if we live for ourselves, we're living for Satan.
而第三个是生命源头的问题。
The third matter is the origin of life.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在这里让我们看见这个征战啊。
So here we see spiritual battles.
那我们为什么会觉得代价太大了？
And why do we feel that the price is too high?
我们觉得会这么辛苦呢？
That why do we feel it's so hard?
因为我们对征战所带来的祝福和重要性，我们常常忽略。
Because we do not realize the blessing of behind spiritual battles.
我记得，我相信弟兄姊妹记得我曾经讲过一句话。
You probably remember I once told you.
那征战的确是要付代价。
It is true that we have to pay a price for spiritual battle.
但是不征战代价更大。
But we have to pay a bigger price if we deny, we reject to, fight.
征战的确要付代价。
It is true that we have to pay a price for spiritual battle.
你知道美国丢下第一颗原子弹在日本。
When America dropped the first atomic bomb in Japan,
就光这么一颗原子弹多少钱吗？
You know how much that atomic bomb cost?
根据这个 Moody Monthly 啊，穆迪月刊说，这颗原子弹可以供应10,000个宣教士100年的生活费啊。
According to Moody Monthly, that atomic bomb can afford 10,000 missionaries for 100 years.
那第二次世界大战花的钱可以供应150,000个宣教士。
And what we pay for the World War II can afford 1.5 million missionaries for 100 years.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个征战不要付代价的。
So there's no battle that's free.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不征战，代价更大。
But if we do not battle, we have to pay even a higher price.
因为我们受的亏损，我们丧失的祝福太多了。
Because our loss.Of blessings will be too much.
弟兄姊妹啊，胜过仇敌可以给我们带来哪些祝福？
Do you know what kind of blessings we will get by overcoming the enemy?
这个人的本性，如果征战对我没有好处的话，我干嘛要征战，对不对？
It's just human nature. If there's nothing good out of spiritual battle, why do we fight?
所以仇敌不让我们看见征战，到底可以给我们带来什么祝福？到底它有什么重要？
So, but the enemy doesn't want us to see what.Blessings will bring us by fighting spiritual battles.
弟兄姊妹，你们觉得征战得胜能够给我们带来什么祝福？
Can you name some blessings out of spiritual battles?
刚才你们 worship team 叫我们要信心的歌，让仇敌失败。仇敌失败到底可以给我们带来什么？你们都不讲话。真的不知道还是客气、啊、国荣我答案有 五个点你不要以为只有一个答案就不敢讲了恢复信心很好、啊、还有没有
Our faith will be restored
还有没有大家讨神喜悦太好了，希望不要只是标准答案哈。还有没有？弟兄姊妹，我们属灵征战上面哈，我们胜过仇敌，第一件事情就叫我们脱离仇敌在我们身上一切的破坏。
By overcoming the enemy, we will be delivered from the destruction of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，光这个点就已经足够让我们应该起来征战。
And this is.Enough for us to rise up and fight.
多少人在仇敌的辖制里面被破坏？
So many people are being destroyed by the bondage of enemy.
犯罪、属肉体、家庭被破坏，人际关系被伤害，身体健康啊，弟兄姊妹，我们失去了平安喜乐。你要讲多少的东西，你都可以讲得出来。
Sins, crimes, our family being destroyed, and our society being destroyed. You name them, there are so many.
第一件事情就让我们脱离仇敌的网罗。
But the first thing we got out of overcoming the enemy is to be delivered from the snares of the enemy.
因为盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏，没有别的目的。
Because the thief come to destroy, kill, and steal, and there's no other thing that he would do.
所以当我们胜过撒旦的时候，就让我们脱离他一切的偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
So by overcoming Satan, we get to be delivered from all this killing, all this destruction and stealing.
而第二件事情，征战得胜。
Secondly, by overcoming in spiritual battles,
能够让我们的生命成长、成熟而老练。
That our life would grow and become mature.
你决定不希望你的孩子从小生下来就被放在一个保温室里面无菌的从小长到大。
You never want your children to stay in the incubator forever.
你让他暴露在这些这个传染病的里面、空气的里面，让他可以 build up 他的健康的身体啊。
You want them to be exposed to the germs and bacteria so that the immune system will grow.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前征战得胜的时候
，So when we fight and overcome in
spiritual battles, 我们属灵生命一定成长。
Our spiritual life will grow.
而且加勒约书亚说，仇敌就是我们的食物。
Caleb and Joshua proclaimed that our enemies are our food.
有一种属灵食物是只有得胜者可以吃的。
There's only one type. There's one type of spiritual food only prepared ready for overcomers.
你可以在教会里面接受别人消化过的供应灵奶这些食物。
You can always get spiritual milk or food that's being digested by other saints.
你可以读属灵书得到一些的供应。
Or you can read spiritual books and be nourished.
但是有一种特别的食物是只有得胜者吃的，叫做仇敌。
But there's one type of spiritual food that's only for overcomers, and that's the enemy.
那个食物叫神儿女们的生命刚强。
And that type of food will cause God's children to be strong.
而第三件事情，征战得胜，征战不过是过程，那个目的是承受产业和应许。
And thirdly, the spiritual battles are only a process. The end of result.Is to inherit promises.
啊，进迦南的征战，这不过都是过程，征战本身不是目的。
So all these spiritual battles are only process; they are not the end reason.
承受产业，承受神的应许才是目的。
The goal is to inherit the promise.
多少圣灵里面全备的祝福，圣经的应许都等候我们来承受。
All these promises of spiritual blessings are waiting for us to inherit.
啊，就像 George Mueller， 他读了圣经以后，他说：“我要向世人做一个见证。”圣经神的应许都是可信的。
So after George Mueller read the Bible, he says, I want to prove to the world that all the promises in the Bible are believable, they're trustworthy.
开这么多的孤儿院，养了几千上万的孤儿，他就是凭信心。
So he built so many orphanages and raised up so many orphans all by faith.
他要向世人证明神的应许都是是的，在基督里面都是实在。
He wants to prove to the world that all promises in the scripture are True, and then they are yes in Christ Jesus.
而这个承受应许不光是今生，更是在永世里面。
And these promises are not only for this present life, but also for eternal life.
而第四个，它让我们这个人进入真实的安息。
Fourth, that by overcoming in spiritual battles, we'll enter into true rest.
弟兄姊妹啊，当你在征战的里面一直软弱失败的时候，我们一直活在受搅扰里面。
If we're constantly in defeat, then we're constantly being disturbed.
当加勒把希伯伦打下来的时候
After Caleb conquered Hebron
约书亚第十四章说从此国中太平再也没有征战了
Joshua chapter 14 says From there on the nation enjoyed peace There's no more war
当我们在征战上得胜的时候
If we overcome in spiritual battles
我们就进入了安息
We will enter into rest
而在安息中我们可以来经历神在我们身上的建造
And in restWe can enjoy and experience God's building up in our life.
第五个，虽然第五个才讲，但不是代表它最不重要，其实是最重要的。
And the fifth, not the least, but the most important.
让神的旨意可以通行成就在我们身上。
That God's will be fulfilled in our life.
也叫神得着荣耀。
And that God may be glorified.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，当我们真知道真正能够给我们带来这么多的祝福，而且这么重要的时候
，If we really know that spiritual battles are very important and they bring So many spiritual blessings.
你就晓得为什么我说征战是要付代价，但是不征战代价更大。
Then you understand why I say that it's true that we have to pay a price to fight in spiritual battle. But we have to pay a higher price if we do not fight in spiritual.
我们所失去的，不要说是将来好了，永世里面的奖赏或是结局。
What we have lost is not only the eternal blessings in the future.
我们觉得那个太遥远了。
Because we might feel it's too far away from me.
其实他们很重要，但是我们就是觉得很遥远，好吗？先不管它。
Even though they're important, but we still might feel they're too far away. So, that's not talk about them now. 那
我们今生整个生活的品质，我们生活能不能安息，能不能蒙福，都跟我们得不得胜发生关系。
But even our present life, the life quality, and if we can have rest and joy, it all depends on if we have the victory in battles.
所以弟兄姊妹，真实的信心会叫我们重视属灵的征战。
So real faith will cause us to care about spiritual battles.
而真实的信心会叫我们信靠神，不靠自己。
A real faith will cause us to trust in God, not in ourselves.
因为圣经应许我们征战得胜全在乎耶和华。
Because the Bible promises us that the battle and the victory is the Lord's.
征战的胜败不在乎人多人少，乃在乎耶和华。
The victory of the battle is not up to how the number, but to the Lord.
不仅仅神是得胜的神。
Not only that, our God is a victorious God.
基督道成肉身，在人性的里面完全得胜。
Jesus.The word became flesh, and then he had complete victory.
所以当基督在十字架上说成了的时候
，So when Jesus proclaimed it is finished on the cross,
弟兄姊妹，他已经替我们赢得了这场战争了。
He has won this battle for us already.
撒旦已经输了
，Because Satan has been defeated already.
那神还让我们上场来打仗
，Then why does God still want us to engage in battle?
是让我们有份于分享他的得胜。
It's because he wants us to participate and to be partakers of his victory.
你看打篮球赛好了。
Just look at basketball game.
如果 Mike Jordan 的这一队已经120分了
Say Mike Jordan's team has already 120 points.
那我这个另外一队呢，现在才30分。
And the other team only has 30.
然后还差两分钟呢。
And the game has only 2 minutes left.
你发现这个很多其他的候补球员、操练球员都可以上场了。
Then you see that all these backup players will all get into the game.
那赢定了嘛。
Because they have the victory already.
但是又让他们上来。
But then why that they let the backup players play?
这叫做站在得胜的地位上来经历，来分享他的得胜。
It is for them to enjoy to share the victory on the ground.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命就在这里面成长。
And this way, our life will grow and mature.
那有人说，基督已经替我们赢场了这场 war， 这场征战。
If Some says Jesus Christ has won this war for us already.
然后底下的 battles 留给我们。
But he left the battles for us.
所以我们上去打，我们除非抢去了没关系，我知道主已经赢了。
So even if our basketball, we lose the basketball, that's okay because we know that Christ has won the game already.
哎呀，我不小心又被人家吃了一个火锅，没关系。
If we are being ducked, that's okay.
弟兄姊妹，我们要有这个得胜的把握，因为得胜已经是我们的。
We have to have this assurance of victory. The victory is ours already.
所以这个东西会让我们勇敢的再回到战场上去。
This assurance will encourage us to go back to the battle.
那我们的经历常常是屡战屡败，所以我们不敢回去。
Because according to our experience, we are often defeated, so we don't dare to go back to the battle.
因为我们觉得我们会影响，我们不可能得胜。
We feel it's impossible for us to overcome.
但弟兄姊妹，如果我们里面有信心，知道得胜是属于我们的。
But if we have this faith, knowing that the victory is already ours,
我们会从这个屡战屡败变成屡败屡战。
So that even we will change our attitude, saying that we're always defeated, and we will say even after defeat, we can always fight.
屡战屡败不等于屡败屡战。
Okay, being defeated at every battle is not the same as we fight after every defeat.
你知道我的意思吗？
Do you know what I mean?
屡战屡败是说你上去一百场，你输一百场了。
If even though we are defeated in every battle,
那屡败屡战就是我虽然输了，我不灰心，我还是回来打啊。
But then we will not be despair or discouraged. We say we will fight even after every defeat.
我从打一百场输一百场，变成以后打一百场输九十场。
Then maybe afterwards we will change from being defeated in 100 battles to only 90 out of 100.
那有一天变成打一百场，我是输十场了。
So maybe one day we'll only lose 10 out of 100 battles.
我虽然十次输了，我还是十次都会起来。
Even though I got defeated 10 times, 10 times I will rise up again.
然后到最后有一天我能够百战百胜。
And finally, I'll be victorious in every battle.
因为我的生命在主的得胜的里面不断地借着操练而成长。
Because through all this practice, my life is being built up and mature.
所以征战的里面什么叫做信靠神不靠自己呢？
So what does it mean to trust in God, not in ourselves?
第一个要知道得胜已经属乎神。
First, we have to know that the victory is the Lord's already.
征战的胜败不在乎我们人多人少。
The battle is not up to the numbers we have.
在乎神。
But it's up to the Lord.
第二件事情，神亲自为我们征战。
Secondly, the Lord Himself fights for us.
所以申命记说到，你们不要怕他们，因为那为你们征战的是耶和华你的神。
So Deuteronomy tells us that do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God Himself will fight for you.
所以神为我们征战。
So God fights for us.
就让我们学习在征战中来依靠他。
So let's learn to trust in Him in battles.
第三个说到神亲自率领并且教导我们征战。
And God Himself leads and teaches us to fight.
生命记第九章说，你今日当知道耶和华你的神在你前面过去，如同烈火，要灭绝他们，将他们制服在你面前。这样你就要照耶和华所说的赶出他们，使他们速速灭亡。
Deuteronomy 9:3 says, But be sure today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them, he will subdue them before you, and you will drive them out and annihilate them quickly as the Lord has promised you.
那这节经文就是我刚刚举的篮球的例子。
And this is the example I gave you about basketball.
他已经像烈火一样在我们面前先过去了。
Because he has already go across ahead of you like devouring fire.
圣经上说他已经先制服了仇敌了。
And the Bible says he already subdued the enemy.
Subdued 已经把仇敌瓦解，让他无能为力了。
And he has already collapsed the enemy.
然后让我们进来。
And then he leads us to go in.
让我们有份于他的得胜。
So that we will share in his victory.
就像狮子训练小狮子打猎一样。
Just like lions, how they train their cubs to fight.
以前是把野兽打了90%死，剩下10%让小狮子去赢它。
At the beginning, they will fight the prey until like 90% dead.
随着狮子的生命长大。
Then as the cubs started to grow,
它越来越流更多的力量让少壮的狮子去学习征战。
And the mother lion will leave most of the battle for the cubs to fight.
到最后，这个母狮子在旁边看，让少壮的狮子自己下去，有问题他才进来。
And finally, the mother will just leave the cub to fight all by themselves, and she will just observe and watch.
这就是诗篇144篇说的，他教导我的手征战，教导我的指头打仗。
And this is what the Bible means in Psalm 114 that he trains our hands for war and my fingers for battle.
甚至有一天我的膀臂能够开铜弓。
That until one day even my arms can open the bow of bronze.
诗篇十八篇你继续读下去，他说我能够跳过墙垣，我能够冲入敌军。
And if you continue in Psalm 18, you will see that he says, I will be able to go through a barricade and I will scale a wall.
然后甚至我要追赶我的仇敌。
Or I will pursue my enemy.
不将我的仇敌灭绝，我总不回来。
And I will never return until I destroy my enemy.
我要打伤他们。
I will crush them.
我要使他们再也不能起来。
That they will never rise again.
我要将他们踏在我的脚下。
That they will be under my feet.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你看见一个软弱如虫的人。
You see that a weak person like a worm.
神一路在这里亲自训练他。
The Lord is training him.
训练他，他手可以开弓。
So that his arms can open bow of bronze.
让他可以跳过一切的墙垣。
That he can leap over walls.
让他有勇气冲到敌军里面去。
That he has courage to run through the barricade.
让他能够打伤仇敌，让仇敌再也起不来。
That he can crush the enemy can never rise again.
他把他的脚踏在他的头上。
And he will put his foot on the head of the enemy.
这是神要教我们过的得胜。
And that is the victory God wants us to have.
今天多少人在仇敌面前投降？
So many people surrender before the enemy.
网络的色情送来的人就没办法抗拒。
That people cannot resist the pornography on the internet.
钱财的好处在我们面前，我们没办法抗拒。
We cannot resist the temptation of money.
脾气上来的时候，我们没有办法控制。
We cannot overcome our tempers.
想批评论断人的时候，我们没办法约束舌头。
We cannot overcome and we cannot tame our tongue to criticize.
因为什么？一切仇敌的攻击和破坏，我们好像毫无招架的能力。
We are so defenseless before the attacks of the enemy.
但是神要在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
But God is going to do wonderful works on us.
让我们知道得胜已经属于他。
So that we know victory is already His.
而让我们靠着他来为我们征战。
And through Him, and that He will fight for us.
我们也借着他的教导，让我们可以学习征战。
And through His teaching, we also learn how to fight.
以至于我们能够得胜。
So that we too can overcome.
我们可以稳占得胜地位。
That we can stand firm on the victorious ground.
支取得胜应许。
And we can proclaim the victorious promises.
经历得胜大能。
We can experience victorious powers.
然后活出得胜的见证。
And we can live a victorious testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神，还把环境留给我们。
We ought to thank God for giving us an opportunity.
那尤其环境中有难处的时候。
Especially when we have hardship in our circumstances.
神有特别的祝福要赐给我们。
Because God has a special blessing prepared for us.
有一些特别属灵的食物和宴席等着我们。
There's a special type of spiritual food and table prepared for us.
小征战，小吃一顿啊。
A small battles, small feast.
大征战，大吃一顿。
Big battles, big feast.
没有征战就没东西吃啊。
Without battles, we have no food.
弟兄姊妹，让我们兴起来为耶稣。
Let's rise up for Jesus.
能够有一天像保罗说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
Until one day we can proclaim like Paul that I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
And I have finished my race.
所信的道我已经持守住了。
And I have kept my faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
From now on, a crown of righteousness has been prepared for me.
因为他知道他活着为什么。
Because he knows why he lives.
他知道他在侍奉神。
And he knows whom he is serving.
他说我奔跑不是没有定向，我斗拳不是打空气。
He says I'm running not without a goal, and I'm fighting not without I'm not beating the air.
让我们的眼睛不再只是看在外在环境或者仇敌的攻击。
Let's not just focus our eyes on our circumstances or the attacks of the enemy.
让我们真正知道背后的主凶乃是那空中执政掌权的。
That we have to know the culprit behind all this is the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
基督已经在十字架上将一切执政的掌权的掳来了。
But Christ has disarmed all the rulers and authorities in heaven.
把他明显的给众人看，然后仗着十字架夸胜。
And he has made them a public spectacle and triumphed them over them with a cross.
弟兄姊妹，今天十字架是撒旦最大的羞辱和致命伤。
A cross is the fatal shame to Satan today.
也像达比弟兄讲的，在神的武库里面，死是最好的武器。
Just like Brother Darby says, in all the armors that God has, this is the best weapon.
让我们靠着十字架夸胜。
That we will boast by cross.
主是借着死败坏的掌势权的。
Because through death he has destroyed the power of death.
今天哪里有基督十架被高举
？Wherever the cross is being exalted and lifted,
哪里仇敌就要受到羞辱
？There the enemy will be shamed.
哪里就没有仇敌的作为
？And there the work of the enemy will be no more.
我们一起感谢神。
Let's thank God together.
我们唱一首短歌。
Let's sing a hymn, short hymn together.
662首。
Hymn 662.
662首。我们早晨我们要来感谢你。
Lord, this morning we want to give thanks to you.
因为你已经替我们赢得了完全的得胜。
Because you have won this complete victory for us.
而且是一个永远的得胜。
And this is an everlasting victory.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天知道你把这个得胜的权柄已经赐给我们。
And we know that the authority of this victory has already been given us.
你更是把这得胜的生命也赐给了我们。
And you have given us a victorious life.
让我们能够靠着你在凡事上得胜有余。
That we can be more than conquerors through you.
主啊，让我们从仇敌一切的蒙蔽和谎言里面被释放出来。
That we are being released and free from all the blindness of the enemy.
让我们因着信心，我们看重属灵的征战。
That in faith we will care about spiritual battles.
也让我们因着信心，我们不害怕属灵的征战。
And by faith we will not be afraid of spiritual battles.
也让我们因着信心，知道如何在征战中来信靠你。
And by faith we know.How to trust in you in battles.
也更让我们在信心的里面，我们来支取这一切得胜的力量。
And by faith, we will claim all the strength we need.
哦，让这莫大的能力哦显在我们这些人的身上。
That this great power will be manifest in us.
主，我们将我们每一个人都交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit every one of us in your hands.
不管仇敌过去怎样的辖制我们。
No matter how the enemy bound us before.
就不管就连今天仇敌怎样的欺骗压制我们。
Or how the enemy deceives or oppresses us today.
就在我们祷告的这个时候。
At this moment while we pray.
我们求你宝血赦免我们一切因为失败而犯的罪。
Lord, we ask that your blood will cleanse us and forgive us all the sins due to our failures.
我们也求你照着那正在我们里面运行的大能大力。
And according to the great power that's at work in us.
来充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
That fulfill everything beyond what we can think or imagine.
哦，任何弟兄姊妹身上有捆绑、有难处的。
Any brothers or sisters that has bondage or hardship.
哦，我们在这里祷告，求你来释放我们。
We pray that you will set us free.
你的大能显明在我们的身上。
That your great power will manifest in us.
你的得胜显明在我们的身上。
That your victory will manifest in us.
让我们都能够夸口弟兄们胜过他。
So that we can all boast that brothers overcome him.
是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
It's because of the blood of the lamb and the word of the testimony.
让我们不仅仅只是夸你的得胜。
Not only that we boast of your victory.
也让我们自己来见证这个得胜。
That we will testify this victory.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀要都归给你。
So all honor and blessings be to you.
直到永永远远。
Until eternity.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.